Suzanne's suggestion. One Sunday afternoon, during the school summer holidays, after the regular feature film, while they were still waiting for their enormous lunch of roast leg of lamb, roast potatoes, boiled new potatoes, peas, beans and carrots from the garden with mint sauce, followed by a dessert of rhubarb crumble and custard to go down, the family was watching a cookery competition on TV.
"I've been thinking for some time now, Megan, that you should have started to learn to cook by now. I know that you dabbled with French cooking after our holidays there, but I mean traditional Welsh and British cuisine. I was only 7 or 8 when I started to help my mother out in the kitchen. How about you, Robert? Did you help your mother cook?"
"Oh, yes. See that scar on my thumb there?" He leaned forward so that they could get a better look. "It's only an inch long now and doesn't look much, but that was the whole side of my thumb when I was 6. Mam sewed it back on with a needle and thread while we're watching for the ambulance to arrive."
"What happened, Daddy?"
"I don't remember it, to be honest. But apparently I used to help Mam in the kitchen, shelling peas, snapping beans, cutting out biscuits and Welsh cakes with a pastry cutter, that sort of thing. And one day I tried to get a plate out of a cupboard when her back was turned doing the washing up. I fell, smashed the plate, and took a big slice out of my thumb."
"And you want me to help in the kitchen? Don't most accidents in the home take place in the kitchen as well?"
"Yes, but you're not 6, are you? And most accidents are caused by idiots who don't know what they're doing. If you start learning now, hopefully you won't have any problems when you get your own kitchen,"
explained her mother. "A modern kitchen," continued her father, "is like a workshop, and it's just as dangerous. There's electricity and water, gas, sharp knives and axes, a hot oven and power tools. You can't just walk in there and knock up a Sunday lunch. It's a skilled job."
"Thank you, love. It's nice to get a bit of recognition."
"Oh, hats off, Suzanne. You do a marvellous job."
"I don't suppose I've ever thought about it. Mam makes it look all so easy."
"The sign of a true craftswoman," agreed Robert.
"It's not my birthday or International Women's Day, is it?" joked Suzanne. "Don't let me interrupt you. I don't get praise like this. I was going to say very often, but ever is closer to the truth."
"And your mother, Megan, a high priestess of the culinary arts, is offering to initiate you into its secrets, ancient and modern. What do you say?"
"I say yes.
When do we start?"
"Well, today is Sunday, and that is my biggest cooking day of the week. But you've missed that. So we could make a start tomorrow and build you up for next Sunday. That's probably the best way of doing it anyway. We'll get your father off to work first, then change the beds and put the washing on, because that's my Monday morning routine. And then we'll make a start."
"What will you show me how to cook, Mam?"
"We'll start with something simple, but not easy."
"A cake?
Oh my goodness, you're not ready for a cake yet."
"No, a loaf of bread."
"There are only 5 basic ingredients, but it takes hours to make, and we'll add a little surprise to the lesson too."
"But I'm not going to tell either of you what it is until tomorrow."
"You've enjoyed working with your father in the garden. Let's see if you like working in the kitchen with me just as much."
Before Megan went to sleep, she did some internet research on baking bread and was surprised to learn how many different types, shapes, flavours and textures there were. She'd eaten her mother's bread all her life, knew that she normally made wholemeal or a stone-ground loaf, so she made a point of reading up on those 2 types. She was really looking forward to it. The next morning, after she'd helped her mother with the routine household chores, as she always did when on holiday, the moment she'd been waiting for it arrived.
"Okay, Megan, are you ready?"
"Yes, Mum, I can't wait."
"Good. Have you washed your hands?"
No, not since my shower."
"You have to wash your hands before you cook for other people, even more so for bread, because it's such a hands-on basic food, one of the most basic."